Eddie.
Or maybe something from inside opened it. Some force originating in the Buick. I suppose that's what I'm talking about. I don't know if that's the case or not. I only know that the door was open. That was where the worst of the stench was coming from, and that was where Mr. Dillon was going. Shirley ran down the steps, Huddy right behind her, both of them yelling for Mr. D to come back. They passed us. George ran after them, and I ran after George. There had been a light show from the Buick 2 or 3 days before. I hadn't been there, but someone had told me about it, and the temperature had been down in Shed B for almost a week. Not a lot, only 4 or 5 degrees. There were a few signs, in other words, but nothing really spectacular. Nothing you'd get up in the middle of the night and write home to Mother about. Nothing that would have led us to suspect what we found when we got inside. Shirley was first, screaming Dee's name, and then just screaming. A second later, and Huddy was screaming too. Mr. Dillon was barking in a lower register by then, only it was barking and growling all mixed together. It's the sound a dog makes when he's got something treed or at bay. George Morgan yelled out, "Oh, my Lord! Oh, my dear Jesus Christ! What is it?" I went into the shed, but not very far. Shirley and Huddy were standing shoulder to shoulder, and George was right behind them. They had the way pretty well blocked up. The smell was rank. It made your eyes water and your throat close. But I hardly noticed it. The Buick's trunk was open again. Beyond the car, in the far corner of the shed, stood a thin and wrinkled yellow nightmare with a head that wasn't really a head at all, but a loose tangle of pink cords, all of them twitching and squirming. Under them, you could see more of the yellow, wrinkled flesh. It was very tall, 7 feet at least. Some of those pink cords lashed at one of the overhead beams as it stood there. The sound they made was fluttery, like moths striking window glass at night, trying to get at the light they see or sense behind it. I can still hear that sound. Sometimes I hear it in my dreams. Within the thicket made by those wavering, convulsing pink things, something kept opening and closing in the yellow flesh. Something black and round. It might have been a mouth. It might have been trying to scream. I can't describe what it was standing on. It's like my brain couldn't make any sense of what my eyes were seeing. Not legs, I'm sure of that much, and I think there might have been 3 instead of 2. They ended in black, curved talons. The talons had bunches of wiry hair growing out of them. I think it was hair, and I think there were bugs hopping in the tufts, little bugs like nits or fleas. From the thing's chest, there hung a twitching gray hose of flesh, covered with shiny black circles of flesh. Maybe there were blisters. Or maybe, God help me, those things were its eyes. Standing in front of it, barking and snarling and spraying curds of foam from his muzzle, was our dog. He made as if to lunge forward, and the thing shrieked at him from the black hole. The gray hose twitched like a boneless arm or a frog's leg when you shoot electricity into it. Drops of something flew from the end and hit the shed's floor. Smoke began to rise from those spots at once, and I could see them eating into the concrete. Mr. D drew back a little when it shrieked at him, but kept on barking and snarling, ears laid back against his skull, eyes bulging out of their sockets. It shrieked again. Shirley screamed and put her hands over her ears. I could understand the urge to do that, but I didn't think it would help much. The shrieks didn't seem to go into your head through your ears, but rather just the other way around. They seemed to start in your head and then go out through your ears, escaping like steam. I felt like telling Shirley not to do that, not to block her ears. She'd give herself an embolism or something if she held that awful shrieking inside. And then she dropped her hands on her own. Huddy put his arms around Shirley, and she